Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to the Resettled Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host, Daloisiel, and my colleague is here.
Henok Mesa.
And Abaniol.
Yep. This is a new year, 2018. It comes so fast.
Yes, indeed.
Aban and I have been in AICC for this year, but you came in the mid-year. But you have been with us, and we are trying to make a reflection on 2017, the things that we have done, and basically about the highlights of 2017. And in my mind, I have a lot of highlights, and one of them would be the history book exhibitions in Waiheke Island and Maritime Museum, and Ponsonby B exhibitions, because each time we have exhibition, we have a good response, something that we never expected. I think this is a very good work that ARCC has been doing and is going forward, in my view, and we are reaching more audience than we used to, and I think this is a very good growth.
Yeah, I think to reflect in 2017, I think it was a busy year for ARCC. We have external engagement with the stakeholders, and also we have internal a lot of activities which has happened. We kicked 2017 with UNSCR NGOs consultation was in New Zealand. We've been part of it, and this is where we present New Zealand now, was in that forum, which is took place every year. But we enjoying that in February 2017. And also there is another UNSCR, which is international forum, has been held by Immigration New Zealand, and I've been part of it, representing New Zealand Resettlement Strategic Alliance international level. So there was very closely two event, but this international space. So it was a very positive. Was in the working group, which is they've been talking about what it means to have successful integration. And that it covered economic and education and health and a lot of area, what it means to have a successful integration. After that, we been able to have a national forum where ARCC, we have five staff, which went to Wellington, and we discuss about health was in that forum. And also when we return back, we have our New Zealand now, the second edition exhibition as well in Ponsonby. While we're doing that, also we have the partnership project between Tiffany Singh and ARCC when it comes to Beyond Refuge storybook. As you mentioned, Galwaga, things the highlight of the year, things the theme went to Beyond Refuge, because we have another international exhibition in Waiheke Island, which is, they call it a sculpture of the Gulf in Waiheke Island. I think that event took place every 2 years. So we have opportunity with Tiffany to display Beyond Refuge storybook in that space. And the way how it has been displayed, I think it's unique. We transcript the book to audio. Yeah. And that's what make a huge impact on that. What make it really very successful when we having the occasion of bringing the storytellers and the story readers in the audio.
together
when we went to Waiheke Island. Some of the participants within their stories, when they hear the voice of someone reading their stories, they can't recognize their stories in theirs. So it brings a lot of emotion there. Coming back also, we have opportunity to come together, the three organizations, which is Tiffany and Maritime Museum and ARCC. We combine Beyond Refuge and New Zealand now together, and we display it in Maritime Museum in a public space.
Yeah.
So we have the opening day where I have a speech on that day in terms of the opening of the exhibition. And it was a very, very positive experience for me being in that. And also we have the media public panel as well. We have was in the end of the exhibition as well, if you remember, Galong. That is really in the area of external engagement of ARCC. And when it comes to internal one, I think we start off the new year with the positive project, which is I've been granted a scholarship of
a research project,
the one I went to Australia from Wilson Churchill Fellowship. It gave me opportunity to go to Australia and really look at the area of employment and housing in terms of the role of the government of Australia in Melbourne, Sydney, and also the NGOs as well in the resettlement. Also, I'd give opportunity to ARCC new staff. Galwag used to be a volunteer for more than 6 months, but at the beginning of the year, we've been able to secure some resources, so he started 3 days a week. Was a new person as well as a youth worker. That's where we started Youth United Voice. So after when I come back from Australia, also we have the opportunity to recruit Megan for a project and admin coordinator. After when Jen left, it wasn't easy. And then when Megan left, where the inner come in. Yeah. And also when the youth coordinator, Bizarre left, this is where Ashley come in as well.
And I remember also when Morgan left, it was not a good way of leaving. She did not want to leave. She was crying and she did not want to go. But, you know, something to do with the family, because it's her mom was hospitalized and she has to be there. She came to New Zealand in a way that she wanted to settle here.
Yeah.
But things did not work out the way according to the plan. And then, you know, family comes first, and then she decided to go back.
I think she got a job this week, and the second week she got the news of her mother.
Yeah.
So,
it was so sad. It was so emotional.
So it's been a busy year, and also we've been able to recruit new board members, and one of the highlights of the board members, the current two, the chair of ARCC and the vice chair, Super, the chair and vice Jessica. So it's been really a very, it's not a challenge, but also it's a positive in terms of work. And we done our AGMs successfully. It's really, what I can say is that we have increased in the work, what we have done.
Yeah.
And when you look at our organization itself, being just one person or two people being employed part-time, and 2017, for us to reach to 5 employees in one organization, although it's a part-time, it's a lot of success. So also I will be able to take opportunity to acknowledge our supporters as well. Tyndall Foundation, they've been there generous, I think, for the 5 years. I don't have a word to say to them, but God only knows. Foundation knows as well. They have really support a lot of the work of ARCC, and also the lottery grant board as well. They've been supporting the position of project administration, and Immigration New Zealand as well, Strengthening Refugees Voices, has been there for long. We've been working for many years with them, although it's a small, tiny project, but it's make a difference. 2017, I think for me personally, has had a lot of a positive thing. Even also from 3 days a week, for me also, I've been able to be increased to 5 days a week. It's in the middle of the year. So, and we achieve different two projects, which is we have a research project as well. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Thank you for Dr. Lewis for making
the
that
hard
happen.
Work. Yeah. Yes. She really worked hard
yes,
for that.
Yes, she worked very, very hard. And I think ARCC position itself. And we've been able to ensure that we run Auckland Resettlement Sector Annual Summit has been taking place as well. Within that, I can say we've been lucky to have some of the volunteers as well around us to support the work we do, mm-hmm. especially John Stewart as well. He come very strongly running the...
He's our bad boy.
Yes, running the exhibition and Enoch as well, coordinating the steering committee within the sector. This is what I can say, and also we really overwhelmingly we celebrate World Refugees Day, a cultural event, and I know Galak being in charge of that as well.
That was a new experience too.
New experience, and the highlight of that as well, we have the second new project, which is driving programs, and we have our new volunteer Asia. She been able to connect with ARCC because of the World Refugees Day. She been isolated young woman with a kid, and she asked to volunteer with ARCC, and we said normally people ask. Do you have New Zealand work experience? Do you have New Zealand qualification in order for you to get something to start? But for us as a New Zealander, we trying to influence, to give people opportunity where they can get experience. Because when you ask someone who as a new person in a country, the things will be in your mind before you ask a question, I think, is that it's a new person in the country. I think it's not appropriate to ask a question, do you have New Zealand work experience? I think it's going to be awkward question. We've been asked about it a long time ago, but also we're correcting ourselves to be a welcoming society. And before we reach out, we need to start from our own family. So that is the approach which is ARCC are taking.
Yeah, there's a lot of success and ups and downs, but we have a lot of highs this time.
And another thing as well, we conclude the year with Auckland Airport support. I think it's a blessing year, 2017.
It's a blessing for ARCC.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we will go back. We will have a break for a song, and then we will come back and maybe have Enoch to have a reflection on his experience.
Or ask a question.
Because you have been running the sector, for the summit. You have a lot of work there. So let's go for a break and then we'll come back.
on my face, and my strongest days are gone. When my heart and flesh depart this place, from a life that sung your song, you'll still be the one I want. You'll still be the one I want. You'll still be the one I want. You'll still be the one.
Welcome back to the Resera Radio. We have been talking about making some reflections on what we do as ARCC in last year, 2017. We are now in 2018, you know, with smiles on our face. So, Enoch, I know you came in the mid-year, but you have done also a lot, especially when you started with the summit. I know it's not easy to start a new job with a new experience. You have worked somewhere, but you know, a settlement sector might be a new experience for you. So my first question would be, how do you try to find your way in this new environment, because it's new to you in the settlement sector?
Thank you very much, Galak. People usually say, like, you know, the lasting impression is that comes at the end. So I'd like to say that is my lasting impression, you know, because I just started working with RCC on the 2nd of August, I remember, and that was closer to the end of the year almost. But in that time, I got two or three important opportunities, really. And I'm really thankful for Mr. Alban, because he put a trust in me, like, you know, to go forward and just handle on all those things, especially the summit, like the Auckland Resettlement Annual Summit. Yeah, it was really a massive opportunity for me. And so, yeah, I tried to organize all the steering group, like, you know, we've got AMS, Red Cross, RANS, and other actors in the sector. So we just came together to put our efforts and synchronize all those things, you know, from different perspectives. And so we held that summit. So it was a big opportunity for me. So I really want to thank ARSC and Mr. Alban as well. And the other thing I would like to reflect on is that by the time I started my career or my role at ARSC, we got a document from Immigration New Zealand. That document was really important for me. So that document is all about, like, improving, like, you know, the resettlement sector. So this government looked dedicated to make difference in the sector. So they wanted to engage themselves with, you know, all the actors in the sector, like ARCC, Red Cross, and AMS, and the other organization too. So I tried to read, you know, this chance also came through Mr. Alban. Just he let me to do the jobs. Just he put me on the job. So I tried to read and went through all the details, you know, that massive document, a big document. So I just read that. I tried to consult with him, like, you know, what should be our answer? How do we answer them? You know, what are our concerns to raise for them? You know, so all these things happen in this few months, I would say, and 4 and 5 months. And the other thing is, like, you know, I tried to bring in my experience in my previous work experience, like as a journalist, as a media person before. So try to put some new things into the way the RCC has been running the communication tools, internally and external relations. Yeah. So it was really good. Like, you know, even if it was a few months, But it was really massive opportunity for me, and we did a lot in the, in this 4 or 5 months, you know, even my time.
I think in ARCC, 2017 is the best year, because we have done a lot and we have progressed a lot in 2017. But on the negative side of it, I can say we lost some members. I would say we lost community members. We lost Rosmin's sister, who died of cancer. It was so sad. We talk about it on the radio. And also, the year started so bad with losing the family of our former board member, Kailash, who died in the fire. You know, it happened in the midnight. We didn't know what caused it, but, you know, they were all caught in the fire. And only one little girl that survived. I think she's 7 or what, something to do with 7 or 6 years old. And she's the only surviving family member now. So Kailash and the wife and the mom and they have all gone.
I think the same community as well. We lost a very important key player in the resettlement, Dick Torres.
Yeah.
As well, we lost him as well. So as we were saying, there is a lot of success, but also at the same time, there is a sadness. Our hope and heartfelt always will be with those families. And yeah, 2017 has been a year of challenge and also the year of success. One of the things also I said before, I need to mention, I think, in terms of ARCC direction, I think there were some of the work has been done by consultant to ARCC in order to really to see how we become sustainable in future. I think that's where consultant take place from non-for-profit work. It's being supported by Mago and Trofa and Joy. They've been engaged with ARCC board and myself to see the direction of ARCC. So they've been able to have consulted with 15 different people within the government and local and ARCC members and NGOs. So the direction of ARCC is very clear, and that's why we were saying before we need to reach the community and making sure that we're going to be effective within our work. I need to acknowledge them by what they have done so far, and really is very valuable to ARCC in the way how we're going to see future in a clear direction. Also, I would like to take the opportunity to say as well, 2017 as well, end up with positive news from J.R. McKenzie as well, giving ARCC capacity building for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So we are very grateful for that. And this is what I always remind some of our community members. It's important to have relationship with different network, and also it's something to do with what you capable of and also what you administrate. So that's where the trust come through and the relationship. So I'm grateful to say that yeah, McKenzie, they really support ARCC in capacity building to 3 years. So that's the area of as well of success we can acknowledge in 2017.
And the good thing is also when you are doing the good thing in the community, you know, there's somebody behind you that you don't even know is there for you. And when such opportunity came, you know, we have a lot of agencies behind us, you know, supporting us. We have ARMS always there for us, you know. ARMS has got a new CEO, Rokana, and Rokana is like, man, she's a firebomb. She's good. Yeah, she's really good. And
yeah, someone very easy to work with.
She is supporting us in the sector, in the national and internationally too. She's good. And we have other agencies behind us. You know, this is you know, a collective effort.
If you look at it, Galwak, to be honest with you, for those really genuine and and kind people of New Zealand.
Mm.
They really have a heart that they want to support. Even we fell in their shoes because the work we chosen, we come from the voluntary capacity. And what driving us is the matter of our people, how they can settle well in New Zealand.
Mm.
And what we're trying to do is that to make a positive difference in our new home. And that is require the positive attitude and behavior that how we really balance our life in New Zealand way of life.
Mm.
For AICC, I think our position is really very important because sometimes I remind people we are New Zealand organization. Some people refer us as refugees organization, but what is important is that this country have the value that we can impress. And being a New Zealand organization is our part to contribute positively, how we can't lean our hand when we have the opportunity, we need to use it wise. And that's opportunity where we make sure that we make a difference in our community, in the grassroots, and also will have a positive impact in the level of the New Zealand society.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we really is about.
Yeah, let's go for a break and then we will come back and
do you have a tea for a break or just talking?
Tea later.
Music
tea
is later. Much better sometimes.
Tea is not allowed in the studio.
All right.
Let's go for a break and come back. Thank you.
Never gonna
Welcome back. Welcome to the Resor Radio. I'm Godwa Shul.
Ina Gumesa.
Abanyor.
Yep, we have been talking about, you know, our success and our struggle and what we should be doing. That was 2017 and now we are in 2018. Reflecting back, you know, once, if you are a baby, try to stand, fall, get up and walk and cry and all of that. But when you are grown up and look back, knowing that, you might say, I've done it. I'm finally walking. So this is how AICC came about. Just like a baby falling, getting up, you know, being assisted. But I think year 2017 was a good year for AICC. We came a long way. And
yeah, moving forward. Because of the 2017, we're still carrying on some of the load, and we will be able to publish the second edition of New Zealander Now and Beyond Refuge in 2018, which is exciting news. And because we're still working on it, I think it's coming really very positive. Also, we will be able to see Australia's experience on the report of the Wilson Churchill opportunity, and also we will be able to look forward, work alongside all the resettlement sector agencies, that how we strengthen our relationship. Because at the moment, what we're trying to move forward with is that how we link our national government to local government, especially in Auckland. When you look at Auckland size, mm-hmm. it's too big. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, in terms of resettlement services, I think what we're trying to do is that I think three bodies should work together, which is the community, resettled communities, and local government and national government, and how we coordinate resettlement services. I think if it's that happen, that will give the opportunity to have a better resettlement in New Zealand compared to other countries in the world.
Mm.
So that will be really our aim to work in 2018 to strengthen the relationship, collaboration, and networking between agencies. And that, I'm sure, will reflect positively and will have opportunity to have a resettlement better outcome.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, Mr. Enoch, since you are the one in charge of the sector summit, we had one in 2017 and we're going to have one in the 2018, somewhere there in October. So how do you see the two? This is your first time to have, you know, involved directly in the summit. So how do you see it? It's going to be 2018 a bit different from 2017, and what would make it different?
Thank you, Gat. Like in many standards, you always compare and contrast, you know, what you did before and what you'll do next. So, and it's really normal to say that, you know, the one you will do in the future should be a little bit, at least, you know, better than, you know, what you did before. So definitely we're going to have a nice summit, you know, much better summit in 2018 as well. But it's not because of our wish, but we need to do more in the areas we had limitation from last summit. So yeah, I've learned a lot, you know, that, you know, organizing and coordinating all those things with Mr. Avan, with John Stewart, even the facilitator.
I think John has done a good job.
Yeah.
In terms of analyzing the point that's been raised in the summit.
Yeah, and I like the way he used the technology
to
send the message across and to collect the data.
Yeah, that report will prepare the sector to have action areas which can be taken on for the previous for the upcoming the summit. So, will depend on the steering committee what priorities are going to put according to the outcome of the summit.
Mm.
Because this year, the 2017 concentrated on the advocacy. So we don't know, because within our strategic plan, we have community development and capacity building. So we don't the advocacy part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the next will be how that advocacy action area related to the rest of community development or capacity building. So if has been prioritized by the steering committee, which is led by ARCC, Red Cross, Asylum Seeker Trust, ARMS, and English Link. So those agencies, they will prioritize what areas, action areas need to be taken. And that will be reflect on the 2018 summit. I think that's what I can say so far.
I think we will have the busiest summit in 2018, more than that of 2017. I know it was well planned, 2017, a lot of meetings. You went through a lot of meetings and, you know.
We meet every month.
Generate ideas. And I like the way the presentations were done. You know, it's about the success of the sector. If you see it, you know, across the board, is what has been done, actually, what has been accomplished. What is the name of the lady that came from advocacy side?
Sarah presentation.
I think what
is good as well, when you operate in that space, is that to have agreement and disagree, because what is important is that acknowledging people's view. I think that is what is a matter, and also moving forward, trying to improve the way how we do work. Because what's in the sector, if you look at it, there's a lot of different worldview, and what need to be minimized is that what is really determined for the resettlement for the refugees background to settle well in Auckland, and why we are trying to really to improve Auckland, because Auckland is the biggest city in New Zealand. And not only that, the larger numbers of people who are settling in New Zealand, but sometimes some of them might be located in other cities, but they will return to New Zealand because of the existing communities in Auckland and also some of the relatives in Auckland here. But because of Auckland crisis, housing crisis, that is really make it harder to some people as well. Yeah. So that's the situation.
That's the situation, yeah. I have a conversation with one of the community leaders. We mentioned in one of our meetings that ARCC, and also we mentioned that in the summit, that ARCC has a new strategic plan. And so that plan will change the way we operate. And even the monthly meetings might not be existing anymore, but they will exist, but in a different format, not the way they are.
Yeah.
And one community leader was telling me, is ARCC taking us off from ARCC kind of a relationship? We say, no, we are giving you more responsibilities. And that's what it looks like. So we are not. We are not reducing your responsibilities, but we are giving you more responsibilities. Now we are translating the work into the community level.
And so I think what is missing, they need to understand as well, this is what reminds me all the time, New Zealand way of leadership is different from where we're coming from. And what they need to understand is simple. Leadership wasn't in New Zealand context. The way how we do work with the resettled community is that about facilitation and coordination. It's not a power position. Because what you do, you are working with the community, you're not working for community. And those simple, basic things, if they understand, because you said you are a leader, if you can't help yourself, how are you going to help other people? Was in that concept, that's why AS is trying to build the capacity of the leaders in order for them to help themselves. And from there, they will be able to help others. So that is the concept behind what we're trying to do. We're not in a position to empower them, but we give them the tool to empower themselves. And if they don't be in that particular thing, they will not see themselves, they're making progress. So we're encouraging them for them to be themselves. We give them those tools, and they need to use the tools in an appropriate way. For example, I said, I've been trained as a mechanic. I spent 4 years. And what I observe is that if I identify something to be fixed in a car, I need to have the tools that I can use to fix things. It's the same thing with a community work. If you don't have that knowledge, you don't have that things can help people to advise them or fix their problem, it's going to be hard on you being a community leader. Because many people have expectation and communicate it. When you talk about our community, there's a lot of expectation on you, But if you don't know how to handle all those stuff, it's going to be a disaster for yourself. So we encourage the community leaders is that to educate themselves, to aware themselves, because they don't know who's coming in their door tomorrow, who they don't know who's going to call them.
Mm.
They're asking for advice.
Yeah.
They're asking for help. So they need to be ready and have those tools to help those community members. And that's what we're encouraging.
So some of the community leaders might be listening now, and they may not know what is in the package of the new strategy plan. May you shed some light on?
Yeah, the package will be available in February. We will have meetings where all the leaders will be come together, so they will know exactly where the right direction going, because leaders, they are the DNA of AICC. So they need to own that kind of the movement. And what we're trying, we're telling them, this is the opportunities. You guys choose which way, how we're going to move forward. Because the good thing about it, we've been given the suggestion by independent bodies as a consultant.
Mm.
They don't have any interest of AICC. But what they want to see the positive move for AICC. So they give us a three option there. Within those three options, there are a way of minimizing our work to reduce the work we do, because whatever we do now, we do it for nothing. We don't have money for it, and we're doing a lot for it. So what they're suggesting is that is important.
That's why we work even on Sunday.
Yes. So that's what they're saying. You need to reduce that work, and otherwise you will lose what you guys already have. And then we need to work in the area where there's more resources in order for us to work effectively. And the third one is just the one that we can combine ourselves with other service providers. So there is an opportunity there. And because we do that our job, we need to be in a position to suggest what is really real things in a practice, because we are the people who are doing it, and put it in the table to the leader by saying, this is what we think is will work for us, because we are the one who will do it for you. And then from there, we will be able to help them to really to deliver that. Because it's not just we working with the community, Enoch now and you know. Mainstream services, they rely on us. Every time they call us and they need advice. And those advice, they will not get paid for it. You see, our community as well, they come there, they need their problem to be fixed. We not get paid for it. You see, so that's the kind of the challenge we really are facing. And there are a lot of government agencies that need our services, but they don't want to pay for it.
Mm.
And what the consultant is suggesting is a time for you now to say no for many of things. Because we position ourselves, we are capable of what we're capable of while we're trying our best.
Mm.
But we have really valuable services, and those services is about AICC now to develop their own products, and that products will be given to those who want to access those kind of the product.
And I know the package is not out yet, Enoch, but being part of the steering committee within the sector, do you think there will be some sort of, you know, reflection that they will be carrying out based on, you know, our strategy? I know it's not out yet, but, you know, we are the sector.
You mean about something about the resettlement sector summit?
Yeah.
I think the resettlement sector, they are part of the participants.
They have a lot of input.
Their voice is there.
Mm.
You can see the voice was in the strategic review. Mm. is already there. So it's up to AICC internally to decide which one we're going to go.
Yeah, because they have various voices in there.
Yeah.
That's a lot to work on in 2017.
It's 2018, 17 already is gone.
It's still my mind. We are still in January. I hope I'm not writing it on a wrong date.
The first week in New Year, everyone make mistake, man. You are allowed to have mistake, no worries.
Until we reach the mid year.
And
I think we will have a busy year. 2018 will be busy for us, because we will be having some exhibitions too, because some of our projects will be done by then. Beyond Refuge, which is now underway, almost done, and it will be I think it will be hosted, but I don't know what would be our plan. I think we're going to make a big launch on
we're going to keep that for a moment because
we don't want to light a candle.
Yes,
enough.
Yes, yeah. We're going to keep that for ourselves, and when the time is ready, we'll be able to come and broadcast it, and everyone will know about it. What really we are aiming is that to ensure each every individual within our community is that helping yourself. That's the most important.
And Abana has a nice way of saying why we have Beyond Refugees. It's like we Beyond Refuge story book is like we are telling other New Zealanders, you know, this is an introduction to us, and these are our stories.
The reality, Galwag, is that because it comes as you is storing other people's stories, and as an individual, it become annoying and it become stress.
Mm.
So, because you don't have the answer for each story, and those answers is really public need to hear about it. That's where the story Beyond Refuge story come out, because. For me, hearing those stories in the office, it doesn't make sense. Even if I communicated with all the service providers, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Mm. So it's important to collect all those stories and be available outside there. And not only that, what is important about it is that for me being someone coming to the new country, I have obligation to introduce myself to people so they get to know me and to reduce the word, where are you from? All the time you receive. So it is a part of my work to ensure that I introduce myself to other people. So Beyond Refuge is an introduction of the resettled communities to our
new home.
Because how the New Zealanders will welcome us? It's important for them to know us, because sometimes it's easy to point fingers at all races and all this.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you might raise yourself while you don't know.
Yeah.
So there's the Beyond Refugee storybook. And what is making it different from other stories is our stories, and we are the people who are telling it.
Yeah.
Because no one telling it on behalf of us. You see, that's the uniqueness about it. It's us telling other people because it's about us, not about
and
anyone else.
And it's making a lot of impacts. Yeah. Last time I remember, so, we have education institutions in New Zealand that have copies of Beyond Refuge. We have MIT, AUT, Otago University, Massey University, Auckland Library. And a lot of agencies have copies of Beyond Refuge. Last time I called AUT, that I asked them, we need a feedback review. You know, how things go. Do you guys like the story, and what is the impact in that? And then they were telling me, no, we are not giving you the reviews now, but if you have some more, we need some more copies. So it means the stories are making impact.
The impact of the stories, Galwag, you need to understand it, because our people, what I find out is that there are people is still unhealed. They this is what we can call it, survivor's guilt or healing of the previous bad experience they have. So what they're looking at, they're looking for the opportunity that someone to open the door for them so that they can bring all those out and release it.
Yeah.
Because we need to move on with our life. Otherwise, Our previous past stories are going to hold us hostage on that.
Yeah.
Because we don't need that to happen. We need to start somewhere where we can have the opportunity to some people to start healing themselves. Because if you don't forgive yourself, to be honest, with all the experience we have, where we're coming from, it's really going to be very hard. But our country, Otero, New Zealand, is giving us that opportunity. So it's important for each and every individual to come out from your comfort zone and start conversation. It's not just only ARCC, anywhere.
You can remember very well when we went to Waiake Island, that story. It was a rainy day, actually. It was so good in a sense that was the first time for the story readers and those who transcribed the stories into the audio, and then the writers and everyone, photographer, that's the first day we meet. We did not know one another. And Aban was talking to someone, And it was the same person who read this story.
I knew it. I knew it. I said, I hear this voice somewhere. And he said, oh, the way you talk, I knew there is something. I read through it. And then... And later on, when we started using our salon, man,
yeah,
it became very emotional.
and then when I talked to one of the ladies who transcribed, and then I say, okay, what would be your question in all of this history? Mm. Say, no, I want to see the person. I want to see the person who wrote those histories, because the way it was written, it was like a journey. You know, it's like you are watching a movie.
Mm.
You know. The way the person left the country, the difficulties, and then run to the second country, fight with a different life, and then come here, meet different challenges. You know, I want to ask that person, how did the conversation go with the storyteller? And then I told her I was the one who put the stories together. I said, what? So this kind of a thing, you know, it's a different environment. And then we got another lady back there, you know, crying. She was sitting down in the rain and she was crying. And then when I asked her, why are you crying? She said, about that story. You know, I have no idea that when people come here, they still struggle too. I thought once you come here, then your life completely changed. I have no idea.
Yeah, because what has happened, there is a trial. Because what is the story is this: you left your country. The idea behind that, you left your country, you thought you are coming to have a better life, but you didn't know that there is another struggle you're gonna face. So, from the story point of view and the layout when it started, it's just a summary of your background, how you come, because it's about experience in New Zealand, not overseas.
Yeah,
it's a resettlement stories, which is a start in New Zealand here.
But anything has a starting point.
Yeah, so with the summary, where you're coming from, and reaching in New Zealand, the idea behind is to ensure that to all people who are interested, to ensure that there is a better resettlement in New Zealand, to hear those stories, because there is a challenge and there is a success. There is a success story there, and there is a challenge. But those challenges need to be minimized and acknowledged in order for overcome them.
To go forward.
It's not for those who tell their stories, but for those who are still coming to the country. Mm. So this is where we need to try to prevent that.
That's a very good engagement. Hey.
Pretty well.
Yeah, I think we have come to the end of our program, and we will come back again next Saturday. And... yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetterradio.